A powerful earthquake shook holiday resorts in Greece and Turkey, injuring nearly 500 people and leaving two tourists dead on the Greek island of Kos. Franciscan Father Luke Gregory is the parish priest of the Greek islands of Kos and Rhodes. He spoke to Philippa Hitchin this afternoon about the situation in Kos and how he is helping residents and tourists there.
At the moment of the earthquake, I was actually working on the computer in Rhodes, and it's one of the biggest I've felt since I've been here, because we have several earthquakes, you know, over the months at different times, and you can feel that the earth tremors quite often. The problem is this, that in Kos this time, it wasn't just the earthquake, it was the fact that there was like a small tsunami, that actually the water entered the city, because part of the port actually broke in two, and the waves entered into the city, and of course a lot of the old buildings fell down. From our point of view, from the church, the Catholic Church in Kos, all of the statues fell and they're broken, and we've many cracks now, serious cracks from top to bottom in the church.
What else then will you be trying to do, as you say, to support those who've been affected by this latest tragedy?
Well, it's to support them more than anything. The actual, you know, the hotels, most of the people have been able to go back into the hotels. It's mainly been a lot of the older buildings that have been damaged in the town centre, of course. And I think it's trying to maintain a certain calm. This is what's important at the moment, you know, so that the people can be relaxed again rather than panicking and wondering whether there's going to be further earthquakes. I think that's very important. And that they feel that, you know, especially for me as a Catholic priest, that we're there to help in any way that we can.
Our thanks there to Franciscan Father Luke Gregory, parish priest of Kos and Rhodes, who's speaking to Philippa Hitchin.